Weekdays, TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on?
Hey, everybody, this is Knockout Radio. Coming to you live from, Randy, you with us?
Coming to you live from the Las Vegas Convention Center, this is Knockout Radio. And the first 24 hours has been a total crap show. And all it can do is go up from here. But we are in the corner. Guess who is right next to us on both sides?
I don't know.
That's why I said guess.
Oh, guess. Maybe local Tampa stations? Would it be a radio network and maybe a TV station?
To the left, my favorite football team growing up, and I'm sure Warren Sapp is going to love when he gets here on Thursday, we are right next to the Oakland Raiders. And yes, they will always be the Oakland Raiders, even though they've moved now to Las Vegas.
The Raiders.
To the right of me, as I have my back to everything that's happening at the convention center, to the right is Steve Linnae's best friend.
And that is?
That would be Pat McAfee.
Oh, nice.
Right in front of us.
Wow.
So, now, that still doesn't make up for the crap show that started yesterday. We're going to get into the B&B. I have never seen a more disgusting thing in my life. Considered sleeping in the car. Considered joining the homeless last night. Thought I would sleep outside staff zone. But not good. But we're here. One way or another, we are here. Okay.
That's fabulous. I'm glad you made it. I'm glad, you know, and I'm glad you got to go experience that before I got there, you know, so I don't have to. So thank you for taking one for the team.
Yeah, last time that happened. So I'm coming in on Thursday.
That's my strategy. You can't take my strategy.
Yeah, I've learned. You know, we definitely look homeless around this table. We've got more luggage. We have other people's luggage. We have our luggage. We have security luggage. Last night I did a little video that I'm sure we'll put up at some point. And I said, if you know me, very few things make me smile. Very few things make me happy. But I ran into former Tampa Bay Buccaneer Donovan Smith last night.
Yes, I saw the picture. Donovan cool. looked good.
Yeah, you know what he looked? He looked happy. You know, I saw him for years, obviously, you know, in the locker room. You know, obviously it's different. I get all that. But, he definitely looked happy. And to be honest, he looked happy to see me, which is a nice thing. Let's run down real quick our schedule. We will be broadcasting live 4 hours a day until Friday. We'll be staying late. We'll be coming, well, hopefully early. Three attempts at coming in this morning. But we'll get to that. We'll get to all that. We'll get to all of that. Our schedule, as of right now, subject to change. In the second hour, the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Super Bowl host committee, my good friend, your good friend, Sam will be here. You know Sam Joffrey. He did the show last year. I think it was before you came. I think that's the thing. He wants to come on before you come.
Smart.
That must be how that plays out. Smart move by him.
A lot of people do that.
Then following him, our good friend, my good friend, Sean Merriman. And a lot of things to talk to him about. He had a relationship with Carl Weathers. We're going to talk about Carl Weathers, as well as Toby Keith. I don't know if you heard the news, and we're going to pay respects to him throughout the next 4 hours. Also passed away. So that's hour number two. Hour number three, we will have the president. A lot of presidents today. The president of Power Slap, Frank Lamicello will be here along with striker Sheena Bathory, and I'm sure I butchered both of those. And then in the last hour, as we are live, we will have former light heavyweight, former heavyweight champion Randy Couture, and champion in many other ways as well, Mindy Robinson. That'll round out hour number four. So I'm sure there'll be stragglers walking by. We'll get hooked up with them as well. And that's the plan as of right now.
Sounds like action-packed day. This is an exciting week of the year, man. Every time Super Bowl comes around, I'm excited. It's in Vegas. That's got to be exciting, you know, for the whole history of the NFL. It's just recent that they've had an NFL team local to Vegas, and now they're hosting the Super Bowl, which is the Holy Grail. So I'm sure the city's electric. I'm sure it's a buzz. I'm sure it's going to be an action-packed week. But did you see the news that they're already looking ahead in 2024? The Eagles have announced that they're going to play in South America in São Paulo, Brazil on September 6th.
I did see that. Good for them. Hopefully the plane is taken over and they're not allowed to leave, and they will stay in São Paulo, Brazil.
Now, is that like, you know, announcing something like that ahead of the big game? This season's not even over yet. I mean, the game is Sunday. So announcing something like that, to steal a little thunder, to get people to kind of look ahead and bypass the Super Bowl, was that a marketing ploy or a PR stunt or just news that came out once it was confirmed?
Well, no, that's all the things that happen at the Super Bowl. That's the things that are announced at the commissioner's conference. You know, all of those things. It's just all part of the hype, you know, of football, of Super Bowl week. And, you know, like they talked about, and I've seen a couple press clippings, you know, they've already traveled. You know, they've gone to Mexico. I think Andy Reid was the one who talked about it. They've gone to Mexico. They've gone, you know, to Europe. And so it's just branching out to another country. And as they continue to expand, I think at some point the NFL will have a team outside of the United States and outside of North America.
Well, that would be great. Then it would truly be a world championship.
Why? Just because you add one country, now it's a world championship?
It makes it global. It makes it international.
Well, but why wouldn't it still be because the best players are going to be here, whether they play in another country or not? The best American football players play in the National Football League.
I mean, well, I guess we'll see in the future. I mean, maybe there's other teams. I mean, look at the rugby players. Like, you don't think those guys, you put them in pads and a helmet, and you don't think those guys are going to dominate?
I don't know about dominate, but some have come over and played. Some of the kickers obviously have come over and played. They probably make more money down under.
Oh, you think so? Like under the table?
No, it's legal to get paid, you know.
I'm just playing. Oh man, I'm so excited about this week, Randy. I mean, it's a big deal. I can't wait to get out there with you guys, and being right across from Pat McAfee. That's a cool, great location, man. I don't know how you pulled that one off.
Yeah, I'm really uncomfortable at how I'm sitting. I got my back to everything, and you know how I don't like things behind me.
Well, you're a military. You're a military trained guy. I mean, most military guys that I know, they always like to keep two exits in front of them and see everything in front of them so nothing can sneak up from behind. So that's got to be an uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah, no. Yes and no, meaning yes. It is uncomfortable. But I'm not sure how I'll be able to rectify that.
Since it's football week, you know, the blind side, it's fitting that you're facing away from the crowd.
Yeah, I guess. So what's going on? Any talk about the Super Bowl back home?
I haven't heard anything about it. Like nothing. Like not even Super Bowl parties, or like haven't seen any announcements on Facebook of like bars or restaurants to, you know, hey, come check it out. You know, so not yet, at least.
Well, why do you think that is? Do you think that partly because everybody hates the Kansas City Chiefs, everybody hates Mahomes, everybody hates Taylor Swift? And, you know, the other team, you know, clear across the country?
I think it's just the fact that life is moving so fast. I mean, you know, it's already February of 2024. I mean, I think, you know, it's just been a blur. You know, I don't know about you, but I feel like, you know, time is going so quick, I haven't even had really time to sit down and process it.
You know, when I thought about Sam Jaffe coming here in about an hour, once again, he is the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Super Bowl host committee. It seems like just yesterday I talked to him.
Right. Yeah.
It seems like just yesterday he told me, you know, that they have an office inside the Apex. And like you said, in a blink of an eye, you know, here we are once again. It is crazy how fast. Last night's media opening, I think it's called opening night, typical cluster. Things that you like, things that represent Toolbag Matthew McClellan, you know, happens at that event. A lady had a box, like inside the box, you'd stick your hand in blind. One was alive, like a rodent. One was like a scrunchie, and one was like a candy bar. And you stick your hand in and you just grab one of the three. How is that fun?
So it's depending on what the prize is, it can be a not a fun game.
Yeah, I'm not sure it was a prize. I don't think it was a prize.
I'd appreciate if you use my stage name and not my legal name on radio. You know, it's harder for hate mail to get to me if they don't know my real name, Randy.
Well, typically, I thought your real mail goes to one of those TV stations.
Well, I mean, I've been known to use different addresses. You know, I like to move around a little bit. So, you know, it's hard. You got to be, you know, when you're a celebrity, you got to be quiet, man. You got to keep moving. You can't let them catch up to you.
That's why I'm trying to find a celebrity.
Oh, okay. Good.
You know, yeah, it would really be nice if there was a celebrity involved in the show, but
we'll see if they have an address I can use. Like, find me one. You're on Radio Row.
Find you an address or find you a celebrity?
Both. I mean, yeah. See, they got an extra bed. Apparently mine was not usable.
Nobody's was.
That's a terrible feeling when you plan a trip in advance and you think you have your accommodations, you go out and I assume you got there late, like after midnight, right? To check into your Airbnb.
No, we got to the B&B 10:30-ish, okay. 10 o'clock, 10:30, something like that. And then we left there pretty much thereafter.
After a full day of travel and a full day of, you know, of doing events, you go expecting that, you know, your accommodations are set up. Because when we went to Phoenix, we had great accommodations. I mean, that house was great.
All the ones we've had, even the ones that were in kind of sketchy, we were in a sketchy area of Jacksonville. House was fine. You know, you're still worried about somebody breaking through the door, but at least the house was fine. The one you and I stayed at the Super Bowl in Miami a couple years ago, basically the same kind of thing. There was a dude that lives in the garage.
Well, I mean, maybe he had extra room. We could have just moved into the garage.
I'm not sure you heard me. There was a dude who lived. Dude pulls up as I'm bringing the luggage into the house, and I stare at him, and he stares at me. I go, "Can I help you? What are you doing?" "Oh, I live here." And what Steve thinks that he lives inside the house, and then, you know, scurries into the garage, you know, when it gets rented out.
Oh, man. If I could have seen the look on your face.
I don't know if the guy
would have tucked you in, you know, like he comes around.
Well, maybe he could have cleaned it up a little. I don't know if I've said this publicly. I know I said it privately. The lady offered to refund the money and let us stay there for the week, and I still said no.
That's crazy.
I've slept at the airport after UFCs to get home, and I refused to stay in that house last night.
That's wild. That was a wild, wild night.
It just hit me. I now understand it, Steve. There was so much alcohol that was in the freezer. Seriously, I think I did take a picture of it. They wanted you to get drunk, so you didn't realize how disgusting the place was.
Oh, yeah. Or they probably figured you're there to party at Vegas. You're not going to sleep there. You're not going to be there anyway. It's just a place to shower and go back out. So all right,
let's go hit our first break of the morning. By the way, Jason Fritz is going to stop by, former band leader of the band Perry, now blowing up in the media world. A lot of people will stop by. If I remember who they are, I'll let you know when we return. Coming to you live from the Las Vegas. Well, it's not the Las Vegas Convention Center. It is Mandalay Bay Convention Center. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Stop Some, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
I've been here a time or two.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. And they have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Say goodbye to outdated equipment and welcome the latest smart technology into your home. With CoolBreeze AC, you can effortlessly control the temperature and create the perfect environment from anywhere at any time. Call CoolBreeze today at 727-954-3605.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
John Elway, you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
A little bit of Toby Keith dies at the age of 62. I didn't really have time to read up on it, and I feel bad about that. But I believe I was told stomach cancer, and it's a shame. You know, a true American. Most of his songs, very patriotic, you know, which means a lot to me personally. I mean, I hate it when anybody dies, obviously, but a little down in the dumps, at least for the next couple minutes about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's tragic, but it's also a reminder that to get out there and live your life, you know, tomorrow is never guaranteed. And 62 is a young age, especially in a civilized world and with the advancements we have in medicine and technology. So, tragic story, tragic for the music industry, but just make sure everybody lives life to the fullest.
All right, this is going to be earth-shattering news. Anybody who knows me knows I don't change my opinion. My opinions are strong. Everything I feel, obviously I believe. It doesn't necessarily mean it's the truth. It's right. It's what I believe. I think I'm changing my opinion on something. So, right after the passing of Carl Weathers, and, you know, Steve and I just recently saw him at one of the Comic-Cons, and, you know, obviously Rocky Balboa, the greatest fictional and true person of all time. What you got to say?
Act over here. We're going to have a wall of people over here.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of people over there with, oh, Jason Fritz right there.
And here.
So I even put a post up about leeches that instantly put up autograph items of Carl Weathers. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, scumbag move. I mean, he's not even cold yet, or anybody really, right? What is your opinion on that?
What did they do? They put up pictures of him?
No, they put up items to sell. So, you know, they had, you know, Apollo Creed stuff. They had Carl Weathers stuff. You know, obviously he was in numerous other things. You know, also a former football player. And instantly, I mean, it just went over the wire, and people are already putting up autograph items of Carl Weathers.
Well, I think you know, you're a nobody until somebody kills you, or you're, until you die, right? I mean, that's what Biggie said in his rap songs.
Hold on. Carl Weathers was a somebody. I mean, come on. He was a
part. I'm just saying in general, like you don't like really things don't become valuable until your life is over, because then they become more rare, more exclusive, more limited. So, you know, art and, you know, autographs and memorabilia goes up in value when the actual artist passes on. So, you know, I think it's just human nature, you know, strike while the iron's hot before the body's cold.
So the person that I put up, and I don't remember what I said, you know, low life leech, here they come out of the woodwork, cockroaches, you know, whatever. Here's his response to this. His response was, let's think about this for a second. The person, in this case, Carl Weathers, but, you know, 9 out of 10 times, the autograph was purchased, okay?
Uh-huh.
Carl Weathers did all those Comic-Cons. So sure. He was selling his autograph for a profit.
Sure.
So he's like, why can't I profit on it?
Yeah, it's an investment. Buy it low.
Right, it's an investment. It's like selling gold. It's like, you know, a tragedy, you know, and people, or how about, and sometimes it's illegal and sometimes it's not. I'm at the Super Bowl. Believe me, I know. If there's a tragedy, legally you're not allowed to, you know, raise prices astronomically.
Or gouge prices.
Price gouging.
Yep.
They certainly do it at the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl doesn't do it. The city does it.
Yeah. No. I mean, but my question, which is a bigger crime? Carl Weathers being known for his role as Chubbs or Apollo Creed, which one is a bigger star?
Oh, I would say Apollo Creed.
Of course, Happy Gilmore is, I mean, that was a way better movie than Rocky.
I just said Apollo Creed.
I thought you agreed with the Chubbs part. I thought you, okay. Because he got his hand bitten by an alligator.
Right.
He had a wooden club.
Right, and then Gilmore went and punched the gator and was able to pull the golf ball out of his snout.
And what a great movie, iconic role, and I can't believe you actually have a Happy Gilmore hockey putter in your collection.
Yeah, it's the best.
When you pass on, I'm selling that for a profit.
And just to clarify for everybody listening, it's not necessarily a Happy Gilmore putter; it's a NHL. Hockey stick putter. A game used hockey stick was made into a putter.
That's so cool.
And that's what I use.
I want that in the will. When you pass on, I want that so I can list it for sale and make a profit.
Yeah, I definitely have to move how I'm sitting next for tomorrow. We've already lost two guests who didn't know that I was sitting here.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to have to do some house cleaning. I'll get here on time tomorrow.
It's not like you to be tardy. I mean, you're a military guy. I'm sure you were always on time for call and duty, and you know, you're very organized. So it was very shocking to see you disheveled, but that would make sense if you were ready to go to bed after a long day of travel and events to kick off the Super Bowl week, and your Airbnb is not satisfactory and you have to relocate in the middle of the night. So makes sense why you're a little behind today.
You know, after looking at the Raiders table, maybe that's the way. We turn the table. I think maybe Steve might have even suggested that. Yeah, maybe we do that. Or we can do it the way they did it. That's killer the way they did it. Yeah, we'll do the L. L looks nice. All right. We'll do more house cleaning, more decorations and such as we continue to talk. Military everywhere, armed guards everywhere, typical Super Bowl. Not as many, I don't think, as the Navy-Army game, but they are everywhere. I definitely do feel semi-protected. And we will talk more gibberish when we return from this break so we can pay a couple bills. Brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Sucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerator. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from the Mandalay Bay Convention Center, Super Bowl Radio Row. We'll be right back.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. We never tied a knot, God wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris, so stay right there.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh, my. Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh, my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh, my.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Amari Bradshaw, New York Giants rookie running back, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Has the Midtown River claimed a fifth victim? The body of another female prostitute.
All right, we are coming to you live, like I said, from the Mandalay Bay. I've seen quite a few UFC fights out here at Mandalay Bay. They were bouncing between here, MGM, then, of course, T-Mobile belt. Still trying to work on Dana White. Should be stopping by over the next couple of days. That should be cool. Chuck Liddell coming. Randy Couture will be here in a couple hours. Got a couple surprises for you once you get out here. Fitness-related, workout-related. Well, that way it's called throwing you the underhand softball so you can talk about the apparati.
Love it. Love it. I just trained all the Brazilian UFC fighters over this weekend down in Miami.
Every single one of them? Every single one of them?
Yeah, pretty much. It was Gilbert Burns and Vicente Luque and Gilbert's brother. And, you know, there was five or six of them all pro. And then Daniel Mendez, the coach, the Muay Thai coach for all those guys, is out in Vegas right now with Gregory, the RoboCop, who's fighting this weekend in the UFC. So, it's always an honor to introduce something new to these guys at the top level and see if it can enhance their game and make them better.
Cool. And if it doesn't, I want to be there when they come and confront you on it.
Well, I mean, you know, when Eddie Bravo was here from 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu, you know, this last statement he said to me, he said, look, kid, you got a great thing going. I believe you. But until you actually have proven, knowledge that it makes fighters better, that it enhances their game and their career, you've had success with it, come back and talk to me. So Brian Reber, bare knuckle boxer, started before he was a bare knuckle debut. He started training with Julian Lane in the fight camp with the GNAT, and he's now 5-0, slotted to be against Keith Richardson for the fight belt, for the championship next fight. So
hold on a second.
If that occurs.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
He's fighting to join the Rolling Stones?
Yeah, Keith Richards, his name, the Rolling Stone guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like he's been punched in the mouth a couple times. His lips are really big. That's Mick Jagger.
Yeah, I think that's the singer.
But the point is, if Ryan or when Ryan wins the world title, I'll have my first combat sport fighter from debut to championship in 3 years. And so it's that kind of success and knowledge and experience that is going to, make it where eventually my goal is to make it a standard in conditioning when it comes to the fight game.
Or the flip side is you just got lucky and got attached to a really talented athlete at the beginning of his career.
I mean, maybe that, but he's a barber. He's not a guy that has 30 professional fights under his belt. You know, he's had 6, and he's still learning the game as he's in combat in front of crowds, like the pressure on. So, maybe he was just that talented guy, or maybe this is, a contributing factor that gives him an advantage over his competition that have more experience.
Either or. All right, just for the next 2 minutes, let's talk about why we are here. There's a football game on Sunday. It features one of the, it's definitely the Ric Flair. I had a 32-minute conversation with Warren Sapp yesterday, and we talked about a bunch of things. One being hated, and we've talked about, the Ric Flair, that people would, pay to come and watch Ric Flair lose. So Sapp told me a story that Muhammad Ali went up to this white lady who would sit in the front row of all of his fights. And after a handful of fights, he gets out of the ring and goes up to her and says to her, "I want to thank you for coming, to my fights and supporting me." And she said, "Oh no, I didn't come to support you. I came to watch you lose."
Mm.
Which drove him even more. We've talked about, that hatred can drive you as well. And I think that's the case with the Kansas City Chiefs. And we as people, we hate success. Look at the New England Patriots for so long. People hated the New England Patriots. Why? Success. People hate the Dallas Cowboys because people like the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
The America's team and, all that kind of stuff. How do you not say that this Kansas City run could be the greatest run of all time? Patrick Mahomes could be right now, and I'm finally starting to turn on this as well. I think he is the greatest quarterback of all time. He may not have the accolades that Tom Brady has, but give him time, and he could. I mean, the guy's phenomenal. And then his opponent, the last pick in the draft. And I happened to see something on TV a couple days ago, how management got together, and they talked about it, and the head coach, I can't remember his name, brain cramp, long day, went to management, went to the GM, went to, I think it was even before Lynch, and said, it could have been before Lynch, this guy, the third stringer, the last pick in the draft, is our best quarterback. They had millions invested in the other two, and 2 years later, don't you have to... This dude's pretty good. He's done all right for himself.
No doubt. No, it's that's the way it works. I mean, at that level, all it takes really is opportunity, and you can show the world your talents and help a team win, and there's your career. It's all. I mean, look at Brady. He was a beneficiary of when Bledsoe got hurt. Brady got opportunity, and now he's the GOAT. So, that's all it takes, man. Opportunity. That's why I'm here.
Do you think we need to change that GOAT word? Maybe he is the GOAT with rings. I mean, athlete-wise, athletically-wise, do you think Tom Brady was a better athlete than Patrick
Mahomes? So before you go off giving, Tom's, achievements away, I don't remember Brady hobbling around with a high ankle sprain, questionable if he's going to play. Like, that man was the GOAT because he kept his body conditioned, injury-free, so he could play. So you got to give him the Iron Man Award, like a Cal Ripken Jr., but he's got the hardware that's unprecedented, and he was a true general and leader on the field. Like, so I think Mahomes is on his way, certainly. This team is dynamic and it's explosive, but, let's see how his longevity compares.
Agreed.
When it comes to the GOAT status.
And we've talked about longevity. We've talked about Jim Miller. We've talked about Andre Orlovsky. I get all that. But you're putting together an all-whatever team. You win the game, you live. You lose the game, you're put to death. Okay?
Yeah.
You're putting together the best team you can possibly put together because you don't want to be put to death at the completion of the game. At Tom Brady's heyday, the greatest day of Tom Brady's career, and Patrick Mahomes, what quarterback are you taking? Everything is on the line. Now, again, you're going to have talent as well. Tom had good talent. He didn't have great talent all the time.
It's the same story of the Cowboys, right? It's like, anybody could get Emmitt Smith's records running behind that line in Dallas.
Right.
I think Tom never really had, he never had like, I mean, he had Gronk, Kelsey. I mean, they're equals. I mean, I think Gronk and Kelsey are pretty much interchangeable. I'm going to go with Brady just because we've seen him win from behind in the Super Bowl. We've seen him come behind when it mattered, his nerves. I'm going to put Brady in.
A couple years ago, San Fran, I believe, lost to Kansas City in the Super Bowl, didn't they? Didn't San Fran have a sizable lead going late into the game?
That I don't remember.
I'm not jumping on, Mahomes is, I'm just saying people have talked about it, and he's definitely in the conversation. He has
for
to,
sure.
Let's see how it plays out. But does rings equal GOAT status?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out, but I don't know. Going back to your Muhammad Ali story. So I got a story from this weekend. I was in the nightclub, BKFC after party. Lorenzo Hunt gave his belt to DJ Tony. Tony didn't want to hold on to it. He didn't want to be responsible for it. So he handed it to me. So I got it draped over my shoulder. And a guy comes over and he goes, "Hey, can I see the belt?" And I said, "I can't let you see the belt." He goes, "But you know who this is?" I said, "I don't know who it is." He goes, "That's Muhammad Ali Jr., his son." And I was like, "What?" So then Lorenzo comes over, and then they took video and they took photos, and it was a pretty big deal. So it was cool to see, boxing royalty this weekend down in Miami.
All right, let's go hit a break trying to take care of something here real quick. So we'll run to a break, and we'll continue talking greatness. Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. We'll do that. Coming to you live from the Mandalay Bay Convention Center. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bio Accelerator, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. We'll be right back.
Pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac can kiss my ass. Woo! Red Solo Cup, I fill you up.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live once again from the Mandalay Bay Convention Center. All right, finish your thought there.
What do you mean?
I'm saying finish your thought. Yeah, you. You're the guy that I'm talking to.
With the Muhammad Ali thing?
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to see, you know, a family, you know, it's not the athlete that created the greatness, but it's, you know, it's nice to see the family and the descendants of the legends still active and out and about in the combat sport world. I mean, I think it's great to honor the tradition of not only their family member, but also it's great for the fans and for the sport. And so, yeah, it was an honor to meet them. And it's just awesome, man. Like, it was a great time. We had a concert by Fat Joe, pretty much a private celebratory concert for all the BKFC after party. And, Miami is an electric place. It's not nearly Las Vegas, you know, and as great as Miami is, I can only imagine how electrifying Vegas is right now, coming off of the F1 Formula races and all the infrastructure they've been building. And, you know, the Allegiant Stadium to showcase this new state-of-the-art facility, the Sphere. You know, I just can't wait to get there tomorrow. It's going to be unbelievable.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say electric. I would say gloomy. I would say cold.
Is it cold?
Flooded. The street.
How cold is it in Vegas?
How cold is it? I don't know. 45? 50?
Oh, so I wasn't planning on bringing cold clothes, like winter clothes. I was just going to wear
shorts. Come in shorts and flip-flops.
Oh, it's that bad, huh?
It's, yeah, like I said, it's raining. The streets were flooded. You know, traffic was brutal anyway. Now you add, you know, the weather, the rain, the this, the that. But it's still Vegas. It'll be fun. A lot of things to do, media-wise. There's a contest that is in place between you, Steve, and if John's able to get on Radio Row, who can get the best liner,
okay,
and who can get the most liners.
Oh, okay. What about at the NFL Experience? See if anyone could beat my 40-yard field goal from last year.
Yeah, that's not important. It's not about you.
I mean, it could be. Did I see that Martin Gramatica was honored this week for his legendary career? Like, did I see something about him being in Vegas or already out there doing something?
Well, yeah, he is in Vegas. He will be doing the Spanish game for the Spanish stations. You know, he does the Bucks Spanish play-by-play. I was with him last night. I noticed he went to go take a picture with Brian Ford's son.
Brian, with whose son?
Brian Ford, the head honcho of your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How about nice. Steve? I don't want to say anything yet until he's done. But it appears like Steve might have done something that you were not able to do.
And what is that?
Put the banner together properly.
Well, I mean, he's a mechanical guy. He knows how to fix garage doors. He understands mechanisms and engineering. You know, I could build you a pizza, but I can't build you a garage door.
Yeah, but we're talking about a banner. We're not talking garage doors, and we're not talking.
Like, I don't even have a banner unless I'm on it. I mean, unless my picture's on it, I don't even have a banner. So I can't practice.
It's in my contract at the network that nothing with your name or photo will ever show up.
You already gave my name to the world in the first segment. Now everybody's coming by my house wanting autographs. So like when he passes, we're going to sell this right away.
It would make sense for people to people sell your autograph.
What do you think my bike I rode to New York is worth? Like, I'm being serious. It's a one of a kind, one of one. And it was a mission to change the industry from junk food to halal food. Like, what do you think that's worth on the open market?
Well, A, it's a shame that you're not a celebrity or that people don't know who you are, because then it would add value to it. I'm sure that, like, at a bicycle museum or a pizza museum or something on those lines, maybe, you know, they could put something. Or, you know, if a guy had more money than he knew what to do with, and he was building, you know, some form of a restaurant or, you know, a bike-related pizzeria or something like that, maybe. You know, it'd be worth $50-$75.
The bike was $600, brand new.
Well, first of all, like they say about new cars, you know, it depreciates as soon as you drive it off the lot.
That's true.
So now that drops to $300, and then because you touched it, you know, it drops another $600. So now they you know, you're $300 in debt.
Well, how do you become a celebrity? That's what I want to know. I mean, that's what the song says. That's the strategy, you know.
Well, maybe then, after you die, I will consider it.
Putting my name on the banner of the show?
Yeah, I'll put it on the backside.
Yeah, the clothing credits. That'd be nice. Like, this is Knockout Radio. Thanks for tuning in. And Matt was here too.
Well, that would go 2 minutes into the news. You know, 2 minutes.
What else is going on out in Vegas? I mean, obviously, you know, from what I understand, because you've been covering the NFL for a long time now. I don't know how many years this is for you. Is it 26?
I think it's more, to be honest.
So, you know, the reason that there was never pro sports in Vegas was because of the gambling and, you know, they didn't want to have corruption and games thrown. But now with online betting, online gambling, you know, and with sports teams migrating to Vegas, you know, how does that change, like, from the historical part of the game to now where gambling is legal?
I do want to talk about the gambling something. Let me see how much time we got. We got about 6 minutes. But first, there I go again, following directions, following instructions. So this kick-ass banner that we had made by top-notch people, okay, I specifically said that it had to be right around 6 feet because that's what it says. Every other banner here is about 8, maybe 9.
Wow.
Why do I follow rules?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you should just, it's always better, in my opinion, to beg for forgiveness than to ask permission.
And I understand that, and I get that. Here's my problem with that. You know, we spend money on the banner, or the banner company spends money on the banner, and
you can't use it. And it's eligible or ineligible to be used or seen. So, no, you played it safe. I mean, you played it the right way.
For sure.
If somebody can't see a 6-foot banner and they can only see an 8-foot banner, then, yeah, it's on them and their poor corneas, you know, their tainted retinas.
But here's the difference between you and Steve. Steve has a solution. Steve is going to get the banner raised. I think he may be putting it on concrete blocks.
Oh, that's smart.
Hey.
That's brilliant.
He's not the best. You know, they don't call him the best for nothing. Back to you.
If Steve was really that good, he would have it on a retractable, like, you know, rail, like a garage door. And we could just, like, raise it and lower it, like, as needed with, a remote control.
Maybe he can work on it. Okay. Let me address the gambling thing for 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing. There is the first ever, and it's, I didn't get to see it because, like I said, I got on the air in time. I didn't get here in time. Okay.
Right.
But for the first time ever, there is an NFL slot machine.
Oh, what? Wow, that's cool.
Well, it's cool, and again, it's where it now is. You know, we've talked about this numerous times about how much the NFL was against fantasy football, because fantasy football is gambling. Fantasy right. football is betting. You know, you're making money, you're this, you're that. And now they do a fantasy football show. So, wow. you know, it's now gotten to, so my, you know, and then I get it, you know, why you can't, a player can't bet. The same reason that I continue with that Pete Rose should not be in the Hall of Fame, because he didn't bet on the Cincinnati Reds on each and every game. Okay, I get all that. But, you know, they're now dwindling in to the gambling world, and they have been. You know, with fantasy football. Now with their logo, the most protected logo, to my knowledge, in the world. I have 3 cease and desist letters for making 3 bonehead mistakes. My fault. You know, we know it's protected. The shield is protected. You know, every team's logo is protected. You can't take a picture, you know, and use it in their uniform without permission. I get it. I forgot. So I have the honor of having cease and desist letters. But you know, for them now to even expand even further into gambling and have the shield on a slot machine. And when we're off the air in 17 and a half hours, I'll go take a photo next to it.
Now, I mean, you're the president of Knockout Radio. You, Dana White, president of the UFC. At his parties, he goes and buys prop bets for all the Super Bowl guests who come to his house to.
Yep.
So the question is, are you going to buy prop bets for this week? Are you a gambler? Do you know what the prop bets are, or what the wild prop bets are for this year's Super Bowl? And can I get a couple free tickets?
Free tickets to the Super Bowl?
Mr. Boss Man. No, just, you know, like if you want to buy some prop bets for Steve and I, since we're your loyal journeymen who make you look good and set everything up for you, make you, you know, look like the expert and the talent.
Yeah.
You know, there's some free.
Absolutely. I'll buy you both a $1 prop bet.
Hey. You know,
it's certainly not going to be the prop bets Dana puts down. But yeah, you know, I can step up and buy you a $1 prop bet. I'll even let you pick the prop bet.
Okay. All right.
I already bought.
Have you seen a list of like what the wild prop? Because there's always like crazy prop bets. Like, you know, who, what color will the Gatorade be at the splash of the coach? And you know, like there's always different bets. What's a wild one? Do you remember any ones that were just kind of crazy?
The one that I put money on, it was an over under, and believe it or not, the over under is 13 seconds. Can you believe that? 13 seconds.
Really?
The over-under. I went under. I believe that I will hit in under 13 seconds. And the prop bet is, how long will it take for Toolbag to talk about himself as soon as he comes on the show?
Oh, well, I mean, people want to know what I'm doing. You know, I've got fans. Now somebody wants to buy a bicycle that I rode once.
But he'll, you know, he'll be okay, that fan. He'll be all right.
It's my mom. It's the only person who would pay me for my old bike.
All right, 1 hour down, 17 and a half hours to go.
It's like a marathon.
It is a marathon. You know, I've been in a few of these marathons, and this one's going to be the hardest because you're going to be involved in it. This is time to hit our first break, coming to you, our first last break of the first hour, coming to you live from the floor of the Mandalay Bay Convention Center. And I can't wait to see the banner that just got reconstructed. Where do you see this thing? Brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be back in just over 3 and 3.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up. at Kitty's place.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, Florida? This is Sam Madison of the New York Giants, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.